We have a visit from one of our regulars, Jay Bel Castro. He is the superintendent of Lake Superior School District in Two Harbors, Silver Bay. It has been for a couple years now, a year and a half, I think. Jay, thank you so much for being with us via phone on this cold winter morning.
Yeah, absolutely. Good, happy, cold New Year.
I know, and sunny.
Comes the cold, always.
Feels good, I gotta say. We were actually out skiing yesterday, and it was right into the dark, into the full moon. You didn't even need a headlamp. Yeah, it was really glorious. So, you know, it seems like kind of a quiet time of year for schools, but not really always true. Tell us what's on the top of your agenda. I think you maybe have some new stuff going on here.
Yeah, you know, it is always nice to get a break. I think everybody was ready for the holiday break and a time to rejuvenate and spend time with family and friends. And through the break process, it's, as the Minnesota State legislation gets ready to roll back into session, we are actively working politically now with some school districts across greater Minnesota that ended up in the crosshairs of inflation, like the Lake Superior School District. So when we went out for bid and got our projects and all three of our sites ready to roll out, we felt we were sitting on some really solid planning budgets. And then, of course, this happened. And then inflation and supply chain issues has really, really put a major issue into our building project. So politically right now, the district is working, like I said, with these 14 districts to really unify and create a real common and concise message that our voters supported our plans. The Department of Education supported our plans. What didn't support our plans is inflation. And so as the state of Minnesota sits on a very healthy surplus, we're looking to potentially secure some one-time dollars to, quite frankly, get us back to where we were. Not that we need to do anything more. I think the plans that we created initially were solid. But right now, none of us feel good about the direction inflation is taking the project. So through the holidays, able to connect with some superintendents and our project management company, ICS, and start to formulate a plan, and now we're into the mix, and it's kind of different. This is new to me. This is this part of my job is different and new, but exciting of the potential of securing some one-time dollars.
Yeah, so it seems like the idea here is that since there's several of you in the same boat, you can sort of get together and have a louder, richer voice to bring to those who are, you know, looking at the myriads of projects probably in front of them. I mean, of course, it's like, from the local view, I just feel so confident that this is exactly what Minnesota would want to invest in with its extra dollars. So I can't help but be pretty optimistic about it. And you probably, you know, it's just the beginning of the process, so you don't really know. But I don't know. Surely it seems like you have a pretty good case to build.
Yeah, you know, and it's interesting. When we started this whole process, one of the first things we did was to build a mission statement. And you know, the mission statement is to provide educational environments for our students and staff that meet the 21st century needs. And my goodness, am I glad we spent time doing that, because that's exactly what we're trying to do now. We're trying to ensure our students and our staff have the best educational classrooms with technology and everything they need to do their job. And our students come into safe, you know, good air, you know, everything that makes that learning environment conducive to learning. What's the plan originally designed to do? You know, now it's, I don't know, I got a little fight in me. It's interesting. You know, we open the bids and all of us, it was a really, really kind of a downer time when we, right before Thanksgiving, knowing that these bids were coming back so high.
Yeah.
And then after you get through that, you're like, okay, what do we got to do to fix it? Now we're on that side. So no guarantees, but certainly we're going to give it everything we got to, you know, but I agree with you. I think it is the way Minnesota, 40% of the overall budget is education. To me, this is great use of those dollars. So I no guarantees, but certainly we'll put in a good fight.
Yeah. Yep. How many superintendents or school districts would you say, I mean, maybe there's not a good number yet, approximately are in the same boat as Lake Superior School District?
Well, there's 14 that we've identified that passed November 2021 that were all voter-approved building bond projects that had gone out to bid with the same or similar results to us. So that's a very clean, concise group. What we also know is there's going to be some peripheral districts that maybe passed in 2020, maybe passed in 2022, maybe has some other, you know, other issues. You know, what we're doing now is we'll be interviewing some lobbyist groups to see who wants to take on the challenge. We've been very, very happy to connect with newly elected Senator Grant Hochschild to you know, he's behind us. He'll help to author out the bill. But there's 14 of us that really have the same message. Then the peripheral districts, you know, we'll kind of wait and see how they all come into play. That we've identified as many as 68 districts in and through COVID that have had some impact. An example, I contacted the Superintendent McGregor and he passed, but said, quite frankly, our project was much smaller scale. We were able to do what we wanted to do. It did impact us a bit, but really, quite frankly, we accomplished what we set out to do. So there are some districts that are saying thanks, but no thanks. But it's interesting when we're contacting these districts, and we've done it geographically, the superintendents that I've talked to, like, wow, thank you for the call. You know, yeah, we are absolutely on board. So
yeah,
time will tell. But, you know, I think we've got a good effort and a good plan moving forward.
Yeah. And do you have any sense of a timeline, like when we might know? I would think that probably this is pausing the project, if nothing else. Is that right?
Well, I wouldn't say pausing. I think I should also say that we have secured out some very competitive bids. And so the district and the school board have approved those bids. So the plan continues as designed with, you know, a major phase this summer. So that is all set, ready to go. But what we're looking at is some of the things we've had to what they call value engineer, i.e. lower quality or cut. The goal is to get those projects, those scopes of our work back into the mix with quality supplies and materials. So it doesn't change the timeline. It just, what we're trying to do is to ensure the quality and the integrity of what we set out to do initially, it can be accomplished.
Okay. Well, that's nice, because then it seems like there is, I mean, they do have all year to figure out what they're going to do with this money, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
And so at any point, that would become extremely helpful to flush out the plan.
Yeah, as you can imagine, it sounds like there's no shortage of need. And
right.
Now it's where does this fit and how does it go through committees? And I'm sure, you know, myself as other superintendents will be asked to testify. And, you know, it'll be a process. But, you know, at the end, if we can come out with some one-time dollars to get us back, I think it's all worth the time and effort we put in.
Yeah, and a learning thing for you, I'm sure. Little did you know you were going to have this at your phase in your career.
I always say, as a former marketing teacher, I'm a long ways from the four P's of marketing, but it's been fantastic to learn through the process.
Well, and my experience with elected officials has always been that it's extremely respectful and very quality. You know, people are, we have these idea about elected officials, and it's mostly not even true. And so I suspect you'll have a very good experience.
Well, that's the hope. And so far it started off on that flame. So we'll hopefully continue to sail in that direction.
Good. Glad to hear it. Great. Well, and I have to follow up that with another question. I know you are always about getting the word out to parents and just community in general. Do you want to share any new ideas you have about that? Or we've talked about this before.
We talked about the holidays before, looking at doing a podcast. And so I'm very, very excited. I'm still, that got interrupted with a couple of district snow days and, of course, the holiday break. But, you know, ways to communicate with our constituents and families, all stakeholders that, you know, school is interesting. We hope to be a very welcoming and opening experience and environment, but there are so many things that go on in schools that people don't know that I'm in the process now of designing a monthly podcast, and some topics that are going to be, you know, hard hitting and some that are going to be a little bit lighter, but really an opportunity for people at their leisure, if they choose to hear in. And you know, I'm like this radio interview this morning, I always enjoy our time together, and I think it's a great platform to get the important messages out and help people understand what we're doing in the Lake Superior School District.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea, too. And I think it totally reminds me of Franklin Delano Roosevelt's Fireside Chats. And
sure.
I think that has always been a model for all kinds of really good communication. Give us a couple potential topics that you're going to bring up just to sort of pique people's interest.
Yeah, school finance is a biggie. You know, how schools receive funds, where the funds go. You know, I think that's always an eye-opening conversation when I talk to people. Learning loss, what happened through COVID? What does our data tell us on where our students are at, and how has the Lake Superior School District responded to that? You know, some new hires to a curriculum director. What are the roles and responsibilities that Mr. Dan Johnson has taken on in this new role? You know, what does it mean to be a new teacher for the Lake Superior School District? And what has that experience been? So some lighter things, but just a really awesome opportunity for people to take a closer look inside our walls of our buildings and to hear from us, and then potentially bring in some other ideas. You know, we are very blessed to have Kathy Erickson in our backyard that works for the Minnesota Department of Education and who is a school finance guru. I would love to have her on and, you know, have her help to understand and explain to people what the funding process looks like. And
right.
Yes, there's all sorts of fun topics and some that are, you know, built to be very informative and other to be more, you know, maybe get a laugh here and there along the way too, which we could all use.
Right. I think, Jay, that you want to have my job. I just get to interview people all the time, and it's super, super fun.
That's right.
I'm guessing you'll have some guests on that podcast with you from time to time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that sounds really exciting. I hate to hold you to a hard and fast date, but is there a rollout plan?
Yeah, well, what I'd like to do is to get the first one done, which is more just an introduction to the what and why, and then starting with more that interview framework, looking at probably the month of February and March, depending on how crazy things get. But this is a priority thing. I know people, you know, communication is so critical. And so as I look at the list of things that I do daily, it's one that I want to put some priorities to for sure, so people have I never want anybody to feel that they're not in the know. And so this is one of the things that I think about quite a bit. So hopefully we get the first kind of the introduction one done here next week, and then looking at more of the interview starting in the month of February.
Okay. And how does one access this podcast?
What we'll do is looks at this point, and still we're in some of those design phases, but we're utilizing our business department at Two Harbors High School and their equipment. I think right now it looks like we would upload it to our district website where people could grab it and get the content there.
Yeah, that sounds like the easiest and most obvious way to get on that. So we will be watching for that, and hopefully we could even maybe be playing bits of it on this radio, and certainly touching base with you once it's out there to make sure that people know it's there and are listening to it. So it'll be really interesting to look back on, you know, after you've done a year's worth or something, and see, you know, how does this match the communication needs of the 21st
yes.
century? I mean, the way we are
Absolutely.
Communicating is really changing. So I think you're changing
for sure.
with it.
For sure.
Thank you so much, Jay. Anything else before we sign off?
Well, just wish everybody a happy new year and stay warm. It looks like a fantastic weekend, and get outside and enjoy the new snow.
Absolutely. All right. You do the same. You take care.
Take care.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
That was Jay Belcastro, superintendent of the Lake Superior School District.